Hello, everyone. Okay, so I don't know if you got my email, but I was realized that we're running late. We're running late. I like always like to end with a bang instead of a just slide slump. So I think we should skip. We should end this again. And let's do quickly a nice short. So yeah. I don't know exactly when we'll end. We'll have to figure that out, but if the people want. But I'm assuming it's around the end of next week sometime like that.
Next
So if
week
you
or this
don't
week?
mind, I think we sort of finished last Sugya, even though we didn't summarize it. But basically, we're trying to explain the Machlokes of Daniel Peretz and Taisus. Let's skip to the beginning of the 10th Peretz, just to start something new. Start something new and try and finish it in 2 weeks. So the Mishnah, there's a million things in this Peretz. I don't really want to get into, but just the first thing. Mishnah says in Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, "For Isha Shalach Ba'ayin Medina Sayam." The husband just went away. Bo B'amar Lo Meis Ba'aleich. Rashi says Bo means Eid Echad. Eid Echad came and told her your husband died. The nieces, so she went ahead and relied on the Eid Echad, and she got married. The Hakar got Bo Ba'aleich, and then her husband comes back. Apparently he's alive. Takes him, he's a mizah. So the din is that she has to get divorced from both husbands. She's ushered to both. Okay, so
You forget me,
there's
Thomas.
Rashi. We'll stop here. The Gemara says, the Gemara, which we did not, I'm not ready to do, because it's ready for really not for now, and it's a major sugya in when in Gittin, right? It's in Gittin. This is a Gittin sugya, not Beis in Gittin. So we'll do it in Gittin, B'Hashem. That how come an Eid Echad can be Nemen and I ain't Davar Sheir Pachad Mishnayim? So the Gemara says that Mishum Eguna. That they were misake, that by misaking all these chumras, honor, so that created an umdina that isha daiko mitzvah. That she's not going to want to get messed up. And therefore, there's some kind of like an anan sadi. So it's not clear in the Mishnayim, is that a real anan sadi? Or is that at least that it's ke'ein deraisa? Really, it's not an anan sadi, but it's close enough that Rabbanan can be like a Dabin Torah. When there's a Kehenan on Sadi. Okay, but that's not our sugya. That's the Gemara in Beches. So the Rashi says, Tetzim Kishar Ashes Ishes Insa. Like any other Ashes Ishes Mizana, because here she was really married to the first husband. She went and had Bia with the second husband. So she's an Ashes Ishes Insa. Halacha is an Ashes Ishes Insa. It's Aser Echad Abayo, Echad Abayo. Are you going to tell me she should be mutter because she's honest? Because it's a pasuk, Pino Nitvasa, Nitvasa is muteres, which means that honest is mutter. So she's an honest. She's not an honest. The Afa Gav, the new Rabban, Echad, I want what do you mean she's not an honest? She relied on Eid Echad, and Rabbanan trusted Eid Echad. Time and my, why did Rabbanan trust Eid Echad? Had the other Kushna Mitzvah. Or did Al Daika cancel her? Whether she was Poshea. She's not an Eines, she's a Poshea. Therefore, cancel. So, what's the obvious Kasha and Rashi?
She was
So what?
Poshea
It's
that
not that
happened
Rashi is
to
saying
do
she's
it.
If she's pushing, how come they let her do
Right.
it? No? If she's a pusher, then how come do they let her do it?
I can't hear.
She's a pusher, then how come do they let her do it?
How can they let her do it?
Let her get remarried based on an
Yeah,
einachud.
because we thought she would be Daika Mitzvah. We didn't know she wasn't Daika Mitzvah. The only way we know she wasn't Daika Mitzvah is from the fact that the husband is alive. So obviously she wasn't Daika Mitzvah, but when she got married, we were under the assumption that she was Daika Mitzvah and the husband's dead.
It's not possible that the husband's alive if she was
I'm
Daika
sorry, I can't hear. I'm
it's it's
sorry.
not po it's not possible that the husband was alive if she did enough checking.
After she died, go mitzvah, I mean, she'd find out the truth. So the
Well,
fact
the
that the
Einachud got
husband's
it wrong, so
alive
why is that so
makes
possible?
us suspect or a probability that she didn't do a good job. She would
The
have done a
Einachud
good
got it
job.
wrong.
She would
Why
have
was
found out that he's alive. So Mimeda, we now we find out from the fact that the husband's alive, we find out that she wasn't Daika. And then she's Poshea, and she's Poshea, I can't see it in the.
What if she went to Beis
Why is
Din?
there an assumption that automatically means she failed to be properly
Sorry, I
vigilant?
can't
Like,
hear
let's say
either.
two of them
Maybe
came, they
my
wouldn't say they were in
computer
Daika
sound
Mitzvah.
is off. I don't know.
Yeah,
No, my computer sound is on high.
if two Adam came, Aaron, then she would be an Ones Dehinah, and then
It was a, but the same way
she
two
would
Adam could
have the
mess it
Torah
up.
says Al pi shnayim Adam yakum davar, so it's established to her until Bahurig Viraglav, right, that her
But the
husband
point is,
died.
the same way two Adam could get it wrong. They're like the same. She could also get it wrong and be totally. It's not like so out of the question. It's pretty hard to like find out from an Adam Hayam.
The assumption is that if we're relying on her Daik Mitzvah and we discover that she got it wrong, the presumption is that she got it wrong because she was Poshea and not because she failed Ke'en Shnei Edim. I mean, you're
But
right.
what if she? What if she asked all the right questions? She even went to
Yeah.
Beis Din and she told them, I did this, this, and this. What are you Beis Din? Do you guys call it Daiko Mitzvah? And they tell her, yes, you can't do more than this. You did everything possible.
I don't
Simply
know, but
speaking, we can't take cognizance of whether or
apparently
not.
at least the rav is that if the husband's still alive, then the assumption is that she didn't do a good job. The probability now there could be a myriad cases where she did a good job and the husband was alive and it was a fluke. But the normal case, if she would have done a good job, she would have found out that the husband's alive. So the fact that she didn't find out that the husband's alive is an indication that she didn't do a good job. So therefore, we cancel her. That's what Rashi seems to
So
say.
the knas is the get on the first husband.
What?
The knas is the first husband. The second
Sorry,
husband,
I
she was
just.
Matnana. That's of course Eishes Ish.
Again?
Yeah.
The knas is on the first husband that she has to divorce the first guy.
Right, because she was Mizana. Right, she's Usher of both. If she'd be Anusa, she'd be Mutter of both, I assume. But since she's on Anusa, not Anusa, she's she, and so and she's a Poshea, so we consider her that she's Usher to both.
And Anusa is mutter to both or to the husband?
What?
Well,
And
she'd be most of
Anusa,
the.
a genuine Anusa is mutter to both?
Anusa, I think, is much of both, no?
She's an
Yeah,
Eishes
okay,
Ish.
after no, after she gets divorced, after
right,
meaning, yeah.
obviously.
Uh-oh.
Okay, but
Yeah, the
what's
problem.
Shver and Rashi? There's something else there, Shver and Rashi.
Yeah, the problem here is that once Rashi says what he says at the end, Dahaina, we're making a kanas, then for what reason did he say what he said at the beginning that she's not an ones? Like, what is that? What's the point there?
In other words, there seems to be a stira in Nineya Bain Rashi. Rashi says, the lava nusa. Well,
That's
she's
why they
not
canceled her.
anusa, then she's Aser Medina. The Pasuk says, and Eishes Ish is Mizaneh, is Aser Echad Abao Echad Abodel. That's where Rashi starts out in the beginning. Kishar Eishes Ish is Insa. She should have the exact same din as a regular Eishes Ish, it's Mizaneh, because Adonai Rashi had a kasha, she's an Inus. And therefore, you don't have the din of Echad Abayil, Echad Abayil. So Rashi's answer seems to be that she's not an Inus. And therefore, there is a din of Echad, there right. is a din of
well, maybe she's not an Onis, but she's not Echad Echad Abayil.
That's a Pusik.
Why does
that's
Rashi derisive. Say well, maybe that we need to have Pusik. It's not Kansinina. We asked her Medina. She's also Midaraisa. Not a Knas. Midaraisa, she's also because she was Mizana, Pipshia. She's not Anusa. So there's a din of Echad Abayil, Echad Abayil. Right, right. In other words,
Echad Abayil is a din of Shia or din
of and the end of Rashi seems to contradict each other. Beginning of Rashi, he said, either he shouldn't write Lav Anusa or he shouldn't write Kansinina. But you don't need both.
So is the din of Echad Abayil, Echad Abayil, din of Shia? Or
that's the sheet that I said. What?
Is that a din of Shia or a din that you were Mizana Baratzon? So if you lack, if you're not Baratzon, so maybe you're not the Echad Abayil, Echad Abayil.
Again, but the opening Rashi. But what's the, and Rashi says, again, a simple reading of Rashi in the beginning is just like Shar Isha Shazinsa.
That's not, how they're formulating the Knas is going to be to make the Knas is to give her a din of Kishar Isha Shazinsa.
I hear. Though, again, that's very funny in the beginning of
but
Rashi.
Could be, but at least and as far as Odis,
and what is his basis? What I say, what is Rashi bothered by? If Rashi has to come on to Knas anyways, then for what reason does he need to formulate it as if it's making her Kishar Isha Shazinsa? Is it Knas? Or what's
okay?
You have to know what the Knas is.
The basis? The Knas is the Chazal said that she's usher to both of them. What's the basis that what Rashi needs to say that the Torah were treating her Kishar Isha Shazinsa because he's not an Onis?
That's the point.
We're treating her Kishar Isha Shazinsa as a Knas. That's why we're doing that. Okay, like
if okay, you're let me just interrupt. If you look at this, the first Maariv Malkum on the sheet that I sent you. So it just strengthened the question because he says like this, just to read it. This is some, I don't know who this is, Rabbi Yehuda Amadori.
Amadori.
Who that is? I can
he's in the,
tell me, you know who that is?
I remember when I was in Yeshiva, I used to look him up a lot. Oh my gosh.
Okay. This amazing say for now. Shita's Tarmoy, which is very helpful. Tells you all the
yes
different Shitas, the Rishinim. So he says as follows. Ein teitze mizeh mizeh. Misheni, the Eishas Ishi. She's teitze from the Sheni because she's married to the Rishin. In other words, the Sheni is me, because you're in other words, right now it's teitze. Because you're an Ashes Ish and a Rishon. So that's Pashat. The Rishon, Hava Gavda Nusi, why she also did a Rishon? But Oines B'Yisrael Mishrishar, you know, it's only by a Koyein is Oines Aser, but by Yisrael, Oines is Mutter. Kiddetaitine, maybe he know Nitvisa, cut Nitvisa. There it says, can't see in the Nishom de lo daiko, the insava.
But Rebbe quoted the Echal Abayil v'Echal Abayil. What's going on?
I can't hear you. What?
But Rebbe quoted the Echal Abayil v'Echal Abayil.
Right. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that Abba got that Nusi, but since because he's learning that Echal Abayil v'Echal Abayil doesn't apply because she's an Inus. That's what he's saying. Since it's a Nusi, and therefore they shouldn't have the din of Echad Abayil, Echad Abayil. Still, Kansinina. Because she wasn't daikik. The other meaning Echad Abayil, we should make good, we can't imagine, he could put daiko mitzvah, the haftal of daikik konsua. So he just highlights the problem on the Rashi, because here, he says almost identical to Rashi, that it's Kansinina, but he says that she is Anusa. So you see from him that if you want to say pshat that anus that you're kansinin, kansinin works even if you're anusa.
Right.
But Rashi says you're not anusa. So what is Rashi? Since Rashi's anyway saying kanas, you don't need that to say it's not anusa.
And if you why can't anusa, we just understand Rashi? Why can't we just understand Rashi mean that the kanas is we treat her like she's not an anusa?
So you want to say that when Rashi says, lav anusa, so you want to say pshat that Rashi doesn't mean that she's really not anusa. Now there's a mamish no machlokes. There's pashut pshat. There's a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and this Rabbi Yehuda Almadori. Is that Rashi says she's not anusa, and he says she is anusa. The Binyamin Simon is saying that maybe there's no machlokes, and everybody agrees that in Metzias she's not anusa. I'm sorry, everyone agrees that in Metzias she is an anusa, like Rabbi Yehuda said. But the Knas is, you know, we talked in the last sugya that Rabbanan like to have it serious a takana. So the Knas wasn't stam your usher. The Knas is we treat you as if you're not anusa. So when Rashi said lav anusa, Rashi's discussing the Suras HaTakana. And this other Sefer is discussing the real Messias. That's what you're saying, Binyamin?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah. It's
maybe Rashi's.
Because Rashi doesn't say Lav Anusa in the Suras HaTakana. Rashi Pasha seems to be saying in Messias. And it's like funny that the two Rishonim, who are both discussing, are you anusa, are you not anusa? So they're discussing different things. Like Rashi says, is discussing the Suras HaTakana, and he's discussing the Metzias. Right? And they both speak the same words. And then one says yes and one says no, but they use the same Lashon. And like one of them is being misleading. But if you discuss, are you discussing the Metzias? You're discussing the Tzura.
Rabbi, maybe Rashi is doing the same thing. He's
saying that Rabbi Yehuda, that they would agree then that the Tzura of the Takana is in your Lav Anusa. When he says it's Anusa, that's just a Metzias. And Rashi says Lav Anusa, he would agree that Metzias, Metzias, you are Anusa. So it's a little daichik. Like the Rishonim, you know, they should be both talk, you know, whatever the normal way of talking, there should be one normal way. You talk about the Sura or you're talking about the Metzias.
The alternative is Rashi sounds like Olam Hafuchas otherwise.
I'm sorry, can you please try to talk louder?
I said the alternative is that Rashi sounds like he's saying two opposite things. He's saying she's an Inus, but it's Knas. What do you mean? If you don't need Knas if she's an Inus.
Talking about both.
Yeah, so that's the kind of Rashi Shver. I understand.
I don't think it's a Shver to say that therefore Rashi's saying we treat her like an Inus because of Knas.
Okay, but you know, that's not fair. We don't like saying that. Just because we have the Kashuv doesn't mean we have to insist on the answer.
Rabbi, let's say
to leave it Shver.
Let's say Rashi says
5 minutes to think about it. So it's a Shver Rashi.
Let's say that Rashi says that she is.
I withdraw my answer if we find a better one.
What? Well,
the answer's not going to work in the Marshall.
In case we find a better one, I withdraw my answer.
It's not going to work in the Gemara.
Why don't we read Rashi doing the same thing? Well, really, Rashi is saying that it's not an onus. But then he has a problem. He has a problem, like sort of like the Rebellion Baruch type of step. At the end of the day, the Rabbanan instituted this level of Nemanis for an Eid Echad, even though it got undermined from the fact that she should have done more research. But Lamaisa, they said that we give a level of Nemanis to the Eid Echad with this case. So even though she's not considered an Ones, and therefore she should be Aser, but Lamaisa, we have to believe you because it's an Eid Echad. So therefore now he has to say, but Lamaisa, since you didn't go ahead and do enough research, now we're going to Knas you.
I know there must be something wrong in my computer today. I managed. I don't think it's me. I think it's my computer. I can't hear anyone. So you have to speak very loud because my computer is very weak. Can you say that again?
Yes, I'm not making Rashi agree with this other Pirush, but I'm saying maybe Rashi can read very nice. Maybe Rashi really holds that the woman is not an ones. She's not an ones. And therefore, she theoretically should be aser midaraisa. The problem is that the Rabbanon instituted this level of ne'amanus for an eid echad. Now, the reason why they instituted the level of ne'amanus is because they were pairing it. They were pairing it with this, with the kushtum, because she's going to do research. But Maisa, once they gave the level of ne'amanus to an eid echad to matter her. So now, even if they're stuck, right? They can't. Even if she's not an oni, she should be mutter. What?
So why can Rashi say lav anusa? It's not true. Well, now halachically, she's considered anusa.
No, because I have an eid echad. I have an eid echad saying
that she's anusa. Well, then why does Rashi say lav anusa?
Because lemaisa, she was posheya.
What? I can't hear again.
Lemaisa, she was posheya. You can't call her mom not a posheya.
If she's not anusa, then you know
she's not an ones. She's not an ones.
They're gonna go on, or they're gonna just argue. Eventually, say okay.
Everybody else mute. Can anybody else mute his phone?
I think she could be. She's really not an anusa because of this level of ne'amanus that the Rabbanan gave her. Sorry, really, she the love anusa, right? She's not an anusa. She did it. It's sort of like a contradiction, right? It's she's an anusa in the fact that she did it based on halachically sound principles, but Lamaisa she undermined them by not doing enough research.
So halachically, she's not anusa. So what do you need class for?
Rabbi, it could be what they're saying is like this: is that really obviously the tsura takana is that she's lav anusa. The problem is that once the rabbanan are believing in eid echad, that doesn't stem with treating her as an anusa. So to which you would answer. Is that since she wasn't dyke, we're like it's almost like a legabe. The Haina, granted, we're believing the eid echad, but legabe you, we're not going to treat the eid echad's nemonas as valid, and therefore we can continue to view you as an anusa despite our believing the eid echad.
But then Rashi says she's not an anusa.
She isn't an anusa despite our believing the eid echad. Which, in principle, if we would treat her to be if we would accept her to believe the eid echad as well, then that would make her an anusa. But since she didn't follow Dakana, we're constant her, and we don't allow her to rely on the eid echad, despite our relying on the eid echad to permit her to get married in the first place.
But why does Rashi start with saying the words lav anusa?
No, he's, again, that surusa Dakana is to treat her as not an anusa. How could you treat her not as an anusa? You're believing the eid echad to matter her to get married.
So that sounds like what I said. That surah sakana, the knas, is to treat her not like, oh, see, she's not anusa.
But I'm explaining this, the shock of Atari and Rashi. The Hainu, Rashi's bothered by, the chevra I think are trying to say here. Rashi's bothered by a contradiction. How could you say that she's an anusa, yet say that there's an eid echad here who's roy to be believed? If the eid echad is roy to be believed, then it's roy for her to believe the eid echad as well, in which case she would be an anusa. To which the Gemara, to which Rashi says, well, since the Chazal's takana is only mishumi guna, and it's on reliance that she should be deyka mitzvah, therefore lagabi her, we don't allow her to rely on the eid echad's testimony. We only rely on the eid echad's testimony to permit her to get married. But she's expected to do her research, and if she doesn't, we're going to treat her as poshea.
So why does he start off saying that she's lavanusa?
He starts off saying that he's Lava Nusa because Rashi's saying, again, to the extent that we like this approach, Rashi's saying that the Gedra HaTakana is that she's Lava Nusa. The question is, you can't have it. You can't have an internal. You can't have a takana that's internally inconsistent. I know it's internally inconsistent to say that she's Lava Nusa, and at the same time, Rashi was bothered. It appears internally inconsistent to say she's Lava Nusa, and at the same time, say there's an Eid Achan here who's Roy to be believed. To which Rashi says, since we're only believing her Mishnei Guna, we're making an additional. We don't allow her to believe the Eid Achan Mishnei Guna. We rather relying on her being Daiku Mensava.
Okay, so I think we should go by it. Let's look. There's a Chokma Shlomo. I'm not yet convinced. But let's see. The Chokma Shlomo apparently is bothered by the Kasha. So the truth is, I don't know what he's saying either. So I don't fully understand him. But let's read what he says. If you could turn to the Marshal in the back. The Chokma Shlomo is on the bottom of the Marsha. If you don't have regular Gemaras, you don't have computers. Okay, so Ron, he says, the Lav Anusahu, Pirish, Anusa Mamish. She's not Anusa Mamish. Avo Rotzen Gamkein Lohave. Ela midrabanan hu de istri la. So what's he saying?
I mean, Pashup Shah, he's saying the standard for her to be usher upon the ball or the bowl.
Please, a lot louder.
The standard for her to be usher on the ball and the bowl midraisa is not whether she was an ones or not. Rather, it's rutzon, and therefore. He's really not really bothered by our question per se, but rather bothered by the language of like as if Rashi means to imply that not being an ones is the standard to be usher. That's not the standard. The standard is rutzon, and that's clearly not met here.
Yeah, in other words, so he seems to be saying that this simple reading in Rashi is that in order to become potter, you need to be. Onus. If you're not onus, you're usher. Right. That's a simple mashmos of this Gemara that Rashi quotes a pasuk. Rashi did quote a pasuk. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. He don't need the sum. So the simple reading is Rashi's kasha is that there's a ptur onus. So he's saying even without the ptur onus, you're potter. If there's no Rotson, which is very funny. So why does the Torah say a Ptur Ines? Torah to us is a Ptur Ines, but besides a Ptur Ines, there's another Ptur called absence of Rotson.
I mean, simply speaking, there's not the tour by Israel Abayla and Israel Abola is not a tour ones.
It's a little bit ones.
Again, simply speaking, about the review of the psukim and the drushas, but simply speaking, he seems to be saying that the tour ones is not relevant in the context of sota. All that's relevant in the context of sota is whether there's rutzon or not rutzon.
No, because you can't say that because the pasuk, the drusha, and Rashi's beginning is. Discussing Inus. So apparently Inus is relevant.
Well, a but lack of rutzen
like
by definition.
Saying, what it sounds to me is like saying there's two different reasons to be potter. There's a reason to be potter because you're Inus. And there's a reason to be potter because you don't have rutzen.
Again, Onis is not necessarily the Parsha of Sotas. Onis might just be Stam Onis.
No, the
Parsha
of Inus is by Saita. There's a special Parsha by Saita. The Hino Nitvasad, that's besides the Ptur, the regular Ptur Ines is a Nairid Otasa Dover. That's as far as killing her for being Mizana.
Are we sure the Hino Nitvasad is not Rotson?
Of Ines by Saita, that she doesn't become Osir to her husband if she's by Ines.
Again, but Hino Nitvasad means that she's, implies Rotson. I mean, are we certain about there's a Naya Din by Sota itself of Ones and not just that Hino Nitvasad means Rotson?
Okay, I don't know. What it sounds like he's saying, the Marashao, is that If it'll be anusa mamish, so then it can't be asur midrabanan. But if it's a ptur deraisa because it's no ratzin, so then you can have a ptur isur drabanan. Right? That's what he seems to say. Period. It's not anusa mamish. Avarotzen gabken ohave. And Amidrabbanan dasirilei. In other words, if there'd be a ptur deraisa, if it'd be ines, then there wouldn't even be an iser derabbanan. But since you're not an ines, therefore you get a tin derabbanan. Right? That sounds like what he's learning.
Rabbi, is there a difference between Aynes and Anusa? Could Anusa mean something different than
Aynes? Let me just say what he sounds like he's saying. In other words, Rashi understands that you're Potter Midaraisa because you don't have Ratzin. But it's also Midarabana. The Rashi is bothered by Akasha. Why you also Drabana? How you're in Anusa? And if you're Anusa, the Rabbanan shouldn't answer you. There it is that there's not a real Anusa. Therefore, the Rabbanan answer you because you were Poshea. But the reason why it's not a Deraisa is maybe Rashi always knew. Rashi always knew in the beginning, in the end, that it's not also a Deraisa because there's no Ratzin. She definitely didn't have Ratzin. She thought that her husband was dead. The Rashi always knew that since there's no Ratzin, you are not usher to your husband, Midaraisa. But Rashi's kasha was, but if you're an Usa, you can't even have an Issa Drabanan. In other words, that sounds like how he's learning. And Rashi looked at our Gemara, and he knows that there's no Issa Deraisa. And he felt that Tana Gemara that there's an Issur Drabanan. And his kasha is, hi, she's Anusa. And if she's Anusa, why should it be an Issur Drabanan?
Isn't this the opposite?
Is that because there is no, she's not an Anusa, and therefore there's an Issur Drabanan.
Rabbi, isn't this the opposite of how we understand
I can hear, please.
Is this the opposite of how we normally understand the Heter of Iguna?
What?
Isn't this the opposite of how we normally understand Heter Guna? Meaning Heter Guna is really Midaraisa with 8 Echad. It's not enough for her to get remarried. Midaraisa, she can't get remarried based on 8 Echad. The Chacham may kill on her to let her get married 8 Echad. But with the understanding that if the husband shows up, she's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, so what?
So that comes out that Midaraisa, she's usher. Midaraisa, she would not be allowed to get remarried.
Midaraisa, she's not allowed to get married for a different reason, because she has to think her husband's still alive. Is still alive. But we're talking
about... Okay, so if she does get remarried?
What?
If she does get remarried?
Yeah, so she got remarried.
So then how do we consider it? Say the Midaraisa, it's not for us.
She's allowed to do that because Rabbanan told her she can rely on the Ein Echad.
Okay, so then how do we say that Midaraisa, she's off the hook? Only Midarabbanan, she's stuck.
Because Midaraisa, we're not talking about being allowed to get married. We're talking about whether she's usher to her husband because she's a Zaina, a Saita. So Midaraisa, she's not usher to her husband, according to the Marshal, because she didn't have Ratzin. According to the Marshal, in order to become usher to your husband, you have to have Ratzin. Since Midaraisa, she did not have Ratzin, so she's not usher to her husband.
She's usher to get married, but she's not usher to her husband.
I can't hear. I'm sorry.
She's usher to get married. She's forbidden to get married, Midaraisa. But she's not usher to her husband if she does get remarried.
After the Rabbanan came along and said that Ein Echad is Neman, then she is no longer Midaraisa, she's allowed to listen to the Rabbanon. So once the Rabbanon came along and said that she's allowed to get married, so now Midaraisa, she's not usher to her husband because there was an absence of Ratzon.
So the Chachamim were saying, we're gonna say you can get married. They're gonna say you can get married. Go ahead. But you should know if you do get married, even though our takana is gonna make it the midaraisa, you're not usher, we're gonna say the midrabanan, you're still usher.
That's right, that's what he's saying. But the Hesber, let me just get the Hesber. The Hesber is he's saying that midaraisa, you're not usher because you don't have Ratzon. Which means that you, even if you're not an oinus, in order to become usher, you need ratzon. See, that's a very big chiddush. I don't know if anyone, in other words, the Rav Yehuda, this other sefer, he seemed to say, Avagadanusahi. And look at him. He says, Avagadanusahi. The onus be Israel Mishri Shari, he brings a pasuk. So he doesn't say, it's almost beferish from him, not like the Marshal. According to the Marshal, even without onus, you're Mishri Shari be deraisa. You don't need onus to make you mutter. In this case, according to the Marshal, in this case, you know why you're mutter be deraisa? Because you don't have Ratzon. Obviously, you didn't have Ratzon. You thought your husband was dead. So you don't have to say that you're an anusa, but the anusa, according to the marshal, the anusa only takes off the iser. The anusa would have taken off the knas, but to make the iser deraisa go off, you don't need ines. The Isser Deraisa goes off even if you're not an Ines because you don't have Ratzon. But he says, Beferish, the reason why there's no Isser Deraisa is because you're an Ines.
Man, it's in contrast to Ratzon. The head of the drush of the Chazal make Ones as opposed to that's the language of Chazal. I remember 21 years ago we discussed the Rambam that I don't know if anybody argues. If a woman's a shogeg in being Mizana, then that's also not a problem to Aser all Baila. So
okay, we'll have to see the Rambam. I photocopied the Rambam on the same page.
Is the lack of Ratzon, the lack of Ratzon automatically have like an element of onus in it? Like it is, even if it's not like it was, it's not an onus in the sense it happens really outside of her control. It's still malpractice and it's still something that she didn't want and it happened to her anyway. And it's like there's like a it's like a there's an element of an onus in the sense that something that she grew from the fact that it happened and she was did not want this and it happened to her anyway itself is enough to be basically like the drushers being onus in this, even if you're not a full even if Chazal came along and said since it, you could have done better and it wasn't your control to make have a different outcome and not be over. So Chazal say it could not be for that, even though the element of the onus of it being in life reductions enough to be to the drafter. So then it's not like a completely different standard.
Okay. I couldn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Oh no.
There we go.
I'm sorry, my computer, I have to get someone to check my computer.
Rebbe, could Ines Mamish just mean that it's not an Ines
movement? I can never hear you. I'm sorry. You maybe stand right on top of the computer and scream.
I'm talking right into the microphone now. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. I'm talking into the microphone. So maybe Ines Mamish just means it's not Ines movement or I say Midra Rabbanan.
What?
But it's still with Ines Midra Rabbanan.
I don't understand what
it when he says it's not Einitz Mamish means it's not a complete Einitz Midaraisa and Midrabanan, but it's still an Einitz Midaraisa, it's just not an Einitz Midrabanan.
I don't know. It does not. I don't know. You're putting words in.
Rebbe,
without putting words in, is the Marshal is telling us a very big Kiddush that, you know, the Marshal makes sense by Kinyanim. If you want to be kind of something, so if you made a Kinyan and you didn't have Ratzin, so you're not kind of. So you don't need the fact that you're an Ines to be Mevata the Kinyan. If someone tricks you into making a Kinyan. So you say you're pure Ines. You don't need Ines. Kinyanim need Ratzin. So if you didn't have Ratzin, so there's no Kinyan. So Parshat Pshat in the Marshal is that in order for to get the din of Echad Abau, Echad Abayu, the fact that you don't need a pure Ines, you don't need, in order to get it, it's not relevant. You don't need that you're not an Ines. That's not enough. You need a positive ingredient of Ratzin. Parshat Pshat in Rashi, not like that. Parshat Pshat in Rashi is that if you are Mizana Tachas, your husband, as long as you're not an Ines, you're usher to your husband, Midaraisa. That's why Rashi only asks, you should have a Ptur Ines. Because Rashi, Parshat Pshat in Rashi, is that only Ines is what makes you Mutter Midaraisa. If you're not an Ines, you're not Mutter Midaraisa. That's what this Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, Beferish, that if you're an Ines, you're Potter Midaraisa. If you're not an Ines, you're Otter Midaraisa. Have Ratzin. So what? Who needs Ratzin? It's not a Kinyan. Kinyan needs Ratzin. This is not a Kinyan.
Rabbi, I would like to go along with what Shamir was saying, that there's two Pturim. There's a Ptur Ones, and then there's a Ptur Shogeg. So yeah, first,
a Ptur Ones and a Ptur?
And a Ptur Shogeg, if you did it B'Shogeg. Yeah, which are two different things. So first, Rashi comes and saying, this is not Ones over here. But you might argue that this is a case of a shogeg, which the opposite of a shogeg is what the Marashal is saying is ratzon. Yeah? So Rashi is saying, you're right. As far as shogeg, one could argue that there is shogeg over here. Yeah? And lack of ratzon. But on that, Chazal counts on her that it's her fault of shogeg. So he's addressing both possibilities.
Okay, I don't know. Is there such a thing as a Ptur Shogeg? In other words, I don't know.
I'm relying on Shamir saying that he has a recollection that there is. Yeah. I'll rely on Shamir on this one, that he says that he has a recollection that there is.
He got the Rambam on the next page anyways. I remember for 21 years ago.
It's not clear in the Rambam. I mean, you'll see. Well, there, I photocopied the Rambam. But it's not clear at all that this how this Ptur Shogeg works. But let's look for a minute. Let's go weiter, because I can't hear anything anyway. So we might as well just go weiter. Let's look at the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam. The Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam is very interesting, especially when you contrast it to Rashi.
Which Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam?
Rabbi,
number 5 on the
starts out.
Which one, Rabbi? In the Gemara? In the Gemaras? Which Pirush Rambam?
In the regular one.
In the Gemara.
In the Gemara. Yeah, there's. I put down three. In there's the Gemara, Miri, and the Rakapach. Right.
Yeah, we did this 21 years ago.
What?
We did this 21 years ago.
Nice, the Rambam. It says, Mina Ikrim Shehem Etzleinu, one of our Ikrim, Shekol Misha Zinsa Ishno Takta, Hasurela. Any man whose wife is Mizana, she's Osir to her husband, Val Misha Zinsa Imo, and also to the Boyo. How do we know that from? Misha Nemar Besaita, Nitma Benitma. And it says by Saita Nitma twice. Beis Pamim says it twice. Ubovikabawa, Tameya the Bao, Tmei the Bayo. So we learn now that you're usher to the Bao and the Bayo. Ulafikoch, Chayvano Kabikan, Tetsimi Zaymi Zen. That's so far simple. Now he has a kasha. Afa Bishi Shogeges. So it's very interesting is that Rashi has a kasha Aishi Zanuso. Right? This, what's his name? Rabbi Yehuda, whatever his name is, Talmud Jori, also asks like Rashi, Aishi Zanuso. And the Rambam, instead of asking Shizanusa, the Rambam asks Aishi Shogeg. So it's like a funny question thing. Why does the Rambam and Rashi have completely different questions? In other words, besides the question Minei Yibei, the Stira and Rashi, but isn't it strange that the Rambam and the Rashi have different questions? Now, if Rashi held, okay, so I know the Yom Shoshama, the Marsha might answer this, but if Rashi agreed to the Poshe Pshat, like you see in the Yom Shoshama, in the Marsha, even if you're not Anusa, you could still be Shaygeg, because Shaygeg is a Ones means there's no Pshia at all. Shaygeg means there's a little Pshia. So why did Rashi ask that she's Ones? Rashi should have asked better that she's Shaygeg, which is a, you know, this Ones is debatable. And you can answer like Rashi says, Lav Anusa. But you can't deny that she's a Shaygeg, the Chaira. So why did Rashi, I mean, maybe you could deny it, I take it back, but harder to deny. It's much easier to deny that you're not an Ines than to say you're not Shaygeg. So once Rashi's asking the question, why did Rashi ask the same question like the Rambam asked? She's a Shaygeg, right? So that's a little screwed up. To say that Rashi argues with the Rambam and says that Shaygeg is usher to your bow, I know that's a little wild to say that there's a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, what the din by Shaygeg is. But
Rashi, Pashup Shat and Rashi is Rashi holds that there's some source that when you're an Ones, you're Mutter even Midrabbanan. And Rashi's contrasting that. Rashi's saying that she's treated Kishar Isha Da Alma because she's not an Anusa. Right, and saying otherwise.
I'm sorry, if you be an Ines and what?
Rashi again. If the standard inherently is not Ones or not Ones, that's not the standard Mi'ikar Hadin. Then what's Rashi bothered by? And saying what is Rashi bothered by as to whether or not she's an Anusa or not? Right? Why? Why is
that? Is because Rashi holds that Shaygeg is usher to her husband. But his problem is that Ines is mutter. So Rashi has a kasha. Why she answered to her husband, she's an Ines. To which he answers, and that's what this clearly, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is.
But again, Rashi
knows her, she's an Ines.
But again, Rashi knows that we're making clearly. Rashi knows that we're making a kanas here. I don't understand. Does Rashi not know that we're making a kanas here?
What?
Does Rashi not know that we are making a kanas here?
No. Yeah, we have to separate the problems. There is astira minei yobei in Rashi, from the beginning of Rashi to the end of Rashi. But let's make believe, for argument's sake, that Rashi didn't write the end. Rashi just wrote the beginning.
Okay, so
Rashi,
what I'm
the beginning says lav anusai.
Well, again, that's what I'm proposing.
And you just read the beginning of Rashi. Now, I know that's cheating because you can't do that. But if you just read the beginning of Rashi, Rashi's asking Akasha, why is she Osir? She's an Ines. And Ines is Mutter. And that's the exact same Kasha that this Rav Yehuda Amidoy answers. And Rashi's answering, you're not an Ines, and therefore you're Osir.
Medina. Okay, And I guess in light of the we're dealing with the Luyitzur Rashi because alternatively Rashi may say what he says in the beginning in contrast to other halachas. He's explained why the halacha is like this here, as opposed to halacha somewhere else, which is different. Right? I mean, that would be an alternative explanation as to why what Rashi says, what he says with relevance to her being ushered to the ball and the boel, is Rashi is explaining why the halakha is this way here. And Rashi later, there's going to be another halakha where the halakha is not that way because she's an anusa. Pashup shot, like by when there's Shnei Edim. The halakha by Shnei Edim, at least according to the Mishnah, is that by Shnei Edim she's mutter. Why? Because she's an anusa. Rashi's saying here, she's kishar isha da'alma, shazinsa da'alma, because she's not anusa. Masha enki in a later din that we're going to find, that din she's mutter because there she's an anusa.
Okay, I couldn't hear so well, so let me go further. Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
So let's look at the continuing the Rambam. So the Rambam asks the Kasha, Ava Bishisho Geges, the fee, she nasas Zaina. Now, what's the answer? What's the answer of the Rambam? Now, I can't hear what the guys are going to tell me, so it's not going to help. But how is the Rambam answering his Kasha? His Kasha was that she shouldn't be Aser because she's Shigeg. Then what's his answer? The Fishi Nasa Zaina.
The Chachamim told her, don't get married based on the Seidach unless you're
Chachamim. I told you, I can't hear anything you say today.
The Chachamim said, you can't get married based on an Seidach unless you check properly. Right? No?
Rabbanan were misakin, you could get married.
No, unless you check properly. Unless you check properly.
Not of the Rabbanan, she's the Shigeg. That's the Rambam's Kasha. Therefore, she should be mutter to her husband. So what's the answer?
They told her, if you get married based on this Eid Echad, you better check. If you don't check, we're going to knas you, and you're going to be considered like a Zaina.
Very nice. But that has nothing to do with what the Rambam wrote. Maybe you want to write your own Beirish. The Rambam says, "Ava bishisho geges, nishi nasas zayna." What does that have to do with what you said? Oh, I got him to put the microphone down. Okay, right. So what is
since she deserved that, if Hazal thought there is an inappropriate way of being married. The status is what it is.
Aaron, we can't hear
you. Aaron, we heard you better when it was further
away from your mouth.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, that's better.
No, that's better. What was I saying? Oh, maybe Chazal were it's the status of her being a Zura is what it is, even though. And that Chazal thought it wasn't ready for her to remain married as a Zuna, like carry the status, like almost like the same way, like that's a problem for a Kohen Midoraisa, even if she's an Ones. Chazal felt that being a Zuna Bishoge is not ready to be married for anybody.
What does a Zuna Bishoge mean?
So what he's saying, Midrabana and the Rambam.
Yeah, he says chiyavdu, right? Chiyavdu b'kad, tzitzim yitzeh, that's mashma midrabanan.
No.
He doesn't say chiyavdu. The fiyah chiyavdu b'kad, tzitzim yitzeh, it's midraisa, it's not chiyavdu, it's the Torah said it.
Sounds like it's deraisa, he quotes a pasuk deraisa. Shafisha nemar abisayda nitna nitma beis pamim. He sounds like he's hearing that she's also midraisa. His question is, I shisho geges. So I thought, let me just try and go a little further. So I thought the Rambam is answering the Fishi Nasa Saina means he's saying something like Rashi, because she's acting improperly. In other words, Zaina is an expression of a woman who's like a Prusa. So she's not acting right. So she's, don't give me this Shigeg baloney. In other words, you're no Sadekas. You're a Zaina, you're a Prutza. If you'd be a regular Tzadekis, you would have been made the Dayak more, like Rashi said. So not that it's a Knas, but therefore it doesn't go in the Geder of Shogeg. There's Shogeg Kar of the Mezid and Shogeg Kar of the Pshia. This is Shogeg Kar of the Ines and Shogeg Kar of the Pshia. He's saying, what I thought the Rambam is saying Granted, she's shaygeg. She didn't know she'd be mizana, but it's shaygeg karev lepshia. A guy drives in the highway with his eyes closed, 100 miles an hour, and then he says, "Why you're punishing me for manslaughter? I didn't know. I didn't know I was going to kill someone." So it's true you didn't know, but it's your fault. You should have known. It's a pshia. So you can't get a ptur shayeg when you're posheya. So I thought that's what the Rambam is saying. Vifishana says zayna. You're a zayna. You're a prutza.
Isn't the Russian masses mashma like a passive Russian something?
But
like
the question
it was
I
dumb.
Don't understand is if you look in the other shot in the Rambam, the Miri quotes the Rambam differently. Let's look at the Miri's quote of the Rambam. Amar Aram, Be'ikvim Shiret Slein, Ushanisha Zintzit Shadakta of the Yosra, Lovin Zanusa, the Maimer Hashem is brought beside the Kasset in the Torah, Nitma Nitna Shnei Pamim, Uboa Bataka, that means we draw Bona, the Kaboa, Tumma Tmei the Bao, Tmei the Bayo. That's why she has to get the boards of both. Half of Ishi Shogega, same question. Now, I have no idea what that's supposed to mean.
Maybe the Rambam is just explaining that the din of Nitma is totally on the Mitzias.
It's totally on what?
It's totally on the Mitzias that she was.
But he asked Akasha, a woman who's Mizana b'shoigeg, the Rambam is apparently saying, is not usher to your husband. That was his Kasha.
No, that's the movement. He's Gufa Machadish, that's not, even though it's not her fault, she's Shogegas.
So what he's saying, Shogeg is usher.
Yeah, but we know that 100% all days. We know that in all days.
The Rambam's Havamina was that Shogeg is usher, is mutter, and his answer is that Shogeg is usher. And he's arguing with Shamir's Bekiyas that, I mean, the Rambam in the Achazaka does say that Shogeg is mutter. So he's coming out here that Shogeg is usher. I don't know. I hear that would be a nice reading, but it just seems a little strange that there's such a big jump in halacha between his Havin and Maskana.
Rafi is trying to say that it's a Metzius of Tumah, so then Onus, she should also. Rafi is trying to say that it's a Metzius, yeah, that she was, you know, Lamaisa, she had relations with another man. So then a full Onus, she should also be Osir.
No Tumah by Onus, maybe.
What?
There's no Metzius of Tumah by Onus, or at least the Gavi Yisrael.
Once you say that it's a Din and Metzius.
Well, the Metzius also is totally on the Maisa, like if you, you know. Even by Gufa by Tumah, like if you see Tumah, you have to have Kahal to be happy, to be Tumah to be the foul.
Rashi goes ahead and asks the Kasha from Aynes, holds that Shogeg is usher to your husband. The Rambam who asks the Kasha from Shogeg holds that Shogeg is mutter. And the Rambam in the Miri is switching from his Havamina that he held that Shogeg is mutter to Rashi that Shogeg is usher. that's sort of what Rabbi's saying. There's a Machlekes Rishonim between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam in the Yad Chazaka, whatever, or in his Havamina held Shogeg is mutter. Rashi clearly held that Shogeg is usher, and that's why Rashi only asked from Aynes. And the switching. Okay, I don't know, but let me just finish. I have to go for a Musavad. The what's very interesting, if you look at the Kapach Rambam, so he has the Gersa, also Shinasa Tmeya, and you look at number 3 in the footnote, he says, Madura Kanma Zaina, the Kachi Biksas Xavya Tamer, Kachi Benitzitz. So I think this is an amazing thing. He's saying, and this he says it in his introduction, that they had the Ksav Yad of the Rambam in Arabic. And that Rabbeinu means the Rambam change. You know, if you want to know why there's a difference between the Parish Mishnayos that we have and the Parish Mishnayos of the Miri, that the Parish Mishnayos that we have says Zayna, and the Parish Mishnayos of the Miri says Tumah, says Tmeya, not Tmeya, is because the Rambam wrote it both ways. First, the Rambam wrote it Zona, which a little bit I understand what that means. And then the Rambam switched it, which is...
Did he switch it, or could the Rambam felt it was more clear to write Tmeya than... Is it switching like a change of shot, or could that be the Rambam wanted to clarify when he wrote that he felt that the original Lashon might be misconstrued?
Okay, I don't know. You want to know, did the Rambam switch it because...
Maybe he thought Tmeya was a more accurate representation in the Arabic form.
Or did the Rambam switch it just because he wanted to be clearer? It's a little hard to say he's changing to be clearer because I don't understand what he's saying. Unless he's saying like graphic.
What's the premise of the Kapach?
Okay. I'm going to have to end for two reasons. First, I can't hear anything anyway. And two, I have to go to a Musarvat. Okay, Shikayach, everyone.
Be well.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you.
Oh, boy.